The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
But you know and I know that you are only half the man that I am! And I have half the brain that you do!
Tether of off, we're gonna tether of off the mother sucker. Tether of off the sucker. A tether of off, we're gonna tether of off the mother sucker. Tether of off the sucker. A tether of off, we're gonna tether of off the mother sucker.
Fellow Funkophiles, this is the Wolfman Jack Foley coming at you one more time with another scintillating episode of the Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular. That's right, Wolf is back to help you put the fun back in funky. I want to start off by mentioning we are happy here at the Forearms and Funk to be under the fine, fine auspices of the Shining Wizards Podcast Network. Wolf is very grateful that we have a new Wolf's Den to call home. Oh! Oh, God. All right, pleasantries aside, we got a fantastic episode for you, full of some groovy stuff that I think you're really going to enjoy. So let's get to it, shall we? Our first selection today comes from Oscar and Luis. And no, I ain't talking about them cats from Sesame Street. I'm talking about Oscar and Luis, and they want to send it out to all their fans, all them little Funkophiles who've always dreamed about becoming a professional wrestler and who happen to live, shall we say, south of the border. I think you're going to enjoy this, and I think they will too. Check it out. It's funky fresh. Oh!
Wrestling's all around. Get on 35 and head down south. See the Mexican wrestlers down in Mexico. For 20 pesos, it's quite a deal. For the only place it's still for real. It's Mexican wrestling, not a puppet show. We're out of shape and we wear a mask, but we could still kick Stone Cold's ass. See the Mexican wrestler, ain't your average Joe. Our costumes are made with love and care, from pantyhose and underwear. See, it's Mexican wrestling, baby, now you know. We don't dance and we don't sing, we just do what talking in the ring. We're the Mexican wrestlers down in Mexico. Oh, we're the Mexican wrestlers down in Mexico. Diablo is my name, that's Señor Loco, he's insane. We're the Mexican wrestlers, not in Mexico. The wrestling mat is bloody red, and the crowd won't cheer till someone's dead. Mexican wrestling, not a puppet show.
We pound each other in the face. Then we pin each other and count to three. See, the Mexican wrestler ain't your average Joe. We're kicking ass from dusk till dawn. Most every fight is Juan on Juan. It's Mexican wrestling, baby, now you know. We don't dance and we don't sing. We just do what talking in the ring. We're the Mexican wrestlers, not a Mexico. Oh, we're the Mexican wrestlers, not a Mexico.
Here's a few very, very groovy words from some fine friends of the Forearms and Funk.
Hey guys, this is Overweight Larry, and I'm just curious. Do you like professional wrestling? Well, I do. And when I want to hear about the good, the bad, and the ups and the downs, I tune into my friends at the Shining Wizards podcast. They know everything about everything, and if they don't, well, they just make it up. It's actually kind of funny. Sometimes when I like to listen, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and the sweet sound of their full voices just puts me in a happy place. Shining Wizards is on the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Please tune in, because even when wrestling's bad, these guys are still pretty damn good. Tune in for some wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling.
All right, well, that's, fits right in with the theme of the show, doesn't it? A little weird, but a little funky. All right, moving right along to our next dedication. This one goes out to a man we all know as Paul. I'm not going to say any more, because Paul's a fairly big dude, and I could get seriously hurt. I'm also not saying who it's from, because I've been paid a lot of money not to do so. So without further ado, Paul, based on your recent efforts, as we've all seen, this one's for you. Enjoy. I will.
Hey girl,
Funky groovy tune from Frankie Valli in the Fall Seasons. And I just want to add, Mr. White, it wasn't Wolfie's idea, okay? I just play him. Sorry. I want to move right along now to a man that, well, let's just say old Wolfie owes a lot to. And by a lot, I mean a whole lot in so, so many ways.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
And so, in an effort to very, very, very carefully pay back at least a small portion, although I hope it's a very large portion, of what I do owe this gentleman, I've once again allowed him some time on the Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular. So without further ado, and in the sincere hopes that he won't break anything that I hold very, very personal, here once again, Mr. Nick and Nails.
Some of that. Give me some of that Gallimard over there. God, this restaurant's so noisy. Yeah, it's your boy Nicky Nails from Staten Island, New York City. What's going on, everybody? Been away for a long time. I had to take care of some things, you know. Had some legal issues. Thank God that's taken care of. I want to thank the good folks at the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast for giving me this opportunity to voice some gripes that I got. All right. So my buddy Phil there, he said to me, he goes, hey, listen, Nicky Nails, you've been away for a while. I haven't talked to you since, you know, WrestleMania over here. Tell me how you feel about Hell in a Cell. Now, let me tell you something, all right? This whole thing with Ryback and CM Punk and Paul Heyman, I don't care anymore. If CM Punk wins, good for him. But I told Ryback, listen, you need work. I got a spot for you in my establishment, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know what kind of drugs John Cena's taking, but let me tell you something. He comes back after 3 months from this injury. He's got to be on something. Look for him to beat Alberto Del Rio. If he doesn't beat Alberto Del Rio, I think Damian Sandow, either way, is cashing on his money in the bank, all right? Here's another guy that I could use in my corporation there, Big E Langston. Again, if you don't beat Curtis Axel for the Intercontinental Championship, I got work for you, cuz. I got big work for you. All right? And you got the WWF Tag Team Championship. the Rhodes family, Cody and Goldust, that fruit booty. What, are you kidding me over here? Goldust is back. Are you kidding me right now? Are you freaking kidding me right now? I like that. I like Goldust, the fruit booty. Defending against the Shield, Roman Reigns. That's another guy I like to use in my organization. And Seth Rollins. And then the Uso brothers are the dark horses. I think the Usos can pull an upset over here. What do you think? Huh? What do you think? All right. Then you got AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. I don't give a shit about women's wrestling unless they're naked, all right? If they're naked and they like a good cappuccino, you come see me. I take care of that. Hey, can you tell them to turn down the noise in here? It's ridiculous. Bring me some of that the prosciutto bread over there. All right. And then, of course, you got the big WWF Championship Hell in a Cell match. The WWE Championship, I'm sorry. I keep saying WWE. I'm getting old. All right, I'm getting old. And the belt is held up. Randy Orton's fighting to go face Daniel Bryan. I told Daniel Bryan months ago to shave that face and get rid of Kane. He got rid of Kane. He didn't shave the face yet. I don't know what this guy's problem is. He's a jamook over here. But they made Shawn Michaels the best, the special guest referee over here. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? This guy is BFFs with Triple H, and they want him to referee this match? I see some kind of swerve. I don't see this being good for Daniel Bryan at all. I think he needs to lose this match, then go back and shave his face, and then he needs to regroup, all right? Because life ain't that bad. You don't have to walk around with 17 feet of hair on your face. Over there now. Hold on a second. What is this? Did I ask you for a cappuccino? No, I asked you for a diet soda before I started recording this nonsense. Come here. Come here. What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you? Get me a diet soda. You can't find good help these days. Minka, unbelievable. Just gets out of hand, this whole thing. All right, listen. They're making this WWE 2K14 video game. You need a Nikki Nails character. And you know what my finishing move is? Snapping legs. Because when you don't pay me money, that's what I do. I split your lips inside of your face. And then, you know, I break your legs. I break an arm. I break a wing. How about a wing? You want a wing? I like wings. Hey, Vito! Come here. Come here. Stop crying. Wipe your face. I'll beat you again. Go get me some wings, and don't forget my diet soda. Yeah. And tell that blonde, get that blonde over here. Why are you serving me food, and this chick I hired her? Let me shake your little ass over here. Bring me a pitcher of water, too. I'm going to wear the T-shirt. I swear to God, you can't find good help these days. I swear to God, you cannot find good help these days. Anyway. Make this video game. I read yesterday they're going to have Bruno Sammartino in this game. You download him? Minka, what I wouldn't do to hang out and fight either with or against Bruno Sammartino. He's an icon to the Italian community. The pride of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania over here. You can download him, Dusty Rhodes, all the classic guys. It's going to be fantastic. You know what else is fantastic? Money. Money is fantastic. And I'm making a lot of money right now, but I'm also missing a lot of money. All right? I put some money out on the street, and I don't get paid back. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm telling you? All right. So I want to give a little shout-out to our friend Tammy Sitch, a.k.a. Sunny. She's having some problems right now. Listen, sweetheart. You know where I am, baby girl. You give Big Nick a call, I take care of that for you, all right? All right, I'll take care. Whatever you need, baby girl, I'm here for you, all right? All right. Who else am I shouting now? Let me check my paperwork over here. I want to give a shout-out to my friend, that creepo Dave Powers, that Mega Powers guy. Hangs out with Phil sometimes. I know he's a bit of a creep. He's under the weather right now. He's a little sick in the head, sick in the face. He's oozing some shit. I want to wish him a speedy recovery over there, Mega Powers. What do they call you Mega Powers for anyway? You weigh like 67 pounds. What do you got, some? What are you, magical? You're mystical? You got a cape on under there? Huh? The other day, I saw him carrying a body bag full of Asian chicks, and I didn't ask no questions. But again, if that don't pan out for you, Mega Powers, I got a spot for you, my corporation. There we go. Nice diet soda. You did something right today. Congratulations. Have a cookie. All right, moving right along over here now. And, oh, yeah, I'll talk about money. That's right, money. A couple of guys owe me some money still. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm talking about you, Wolfman Jack Foley. I take care of you and your family. I tell you 2 points to the dollar. All right? No matter what country it is, it's still 2 points to the dollar. Okay? You made an agreement with me to borrow money, you pay. If you don't pay, I break your legs. Check's in the mail. Check's been in the mail since April. I don't get snail mail. Okay? I whacked 2 mailmen already thinking they stole your check. Okay? I want my money. I know where you live, Jack. I know where your family lives. All right? You want to talk on the radio? You want to talk to people? You want to give a special request, a long-distance dedication? I'm not Casey Kasem, you hear me? I'm Nikki freaking Nails, and I want my money today. Today I want my money. I'm getting all crazy over here. Where's my soda over here? All right. This has been brought to you by the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network, on Buzzsprout.com, on the Rant, on the RantRadio.com, on Stitcher, Buzzsprout, Audio Boo, and iTunes. Listen to them and the rest of the shows every week. I'm coming for you, Jack Foley. I'm coming for you. I want my money, and I want it today.
Well, that is definitely not the funky outcome I was hoping for. You know what? You know what? I'm a little tired of running, Nikki. I tell you what, I'll be in contact with you very, very soon. And hopefully, I have an idea that I think will help both of us with our little, shall we say, discrepancy that we're having right now. Alright? Alright. Good. Glad to hear it. I hope. Yeah. Now, to round things out on our show this evening, I got a little something that I hope would appeal to all you old school fans, if you know what I'm talking about. All you old-school wrestlers who long for the way it used to be, and all you fans who also long for the way it used to be. I just got one message for you. They call it the way it used to be for a reason. It ain't that way no more. Let it go. Nonetheless, nostalgia overwhelms the Wolfman once in a while, and matter of fact, this song kind of brings a little tear to Wolfman's eye. It gets a little choked up, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, who am I kidding? Everybody knows the Wolfman ain't got no tear ducts. Enjoy it. Old school. Oh, never mind.
Captain Carnage, Dr. Tweed, the Mask, Miss Linda and Adrian Street, the Human Bomb Shelter, Jake the Snake, S. Mad Dog, Curso, if it's real or fake. Golden Greek, Tolus, the giant goon, Dick Hall, El Toro, the Grunt Brothers too. The Wild Samoans got something crazy going. They're gonna be going.
So beautiful, narcissizing every day, pumping up, look at this neck, look at my pecs, look at my shoulders, look at my head.
Gorgeous Joe, woo! A friend of Blasey, also classy, set the stage for the current rage. Rock and roll and wrestling tonight. Rock and roll and wrestling.
The Four Arts and Funk Radio Spectacular proudly presents the One Word Promo!
Sucker!
Tune in again next time for another exciting episode of the One Word Promo!
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
Well, my fellow Funkophiles and Funkophilettes, that's all the time we have for this episode of the Four Arms and Funk Radio Spectacular. Be sure and join us again next time as old Wolfie does his best to bring you more of the groovy groovetasticness and the fine funkery that is Four Arms and Funk. So, until next time, keep those funk levels at a maximum. Oh! I gotta get that checked out.
us and we'll turn his mother out. Off we'll